This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I did see yesterday, which I do think was the right choice, but I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to give them half credit for doing the right thing, but also still cheaping out. EA Sports announced yesterday they will be increasing their NIL payments for college football game for players, right? We knew last year was $600. We all made fun of it because they were pretty much asking $600 for the deluxe edition of the game, so it didn't feel like nearly enough. And then we saw how many of that game they sold, and we thought, are you serious right now in this offer? They've increased it to $1,500. So kudos to them, first off, for increasing a payment from $600 to $1,500 the next year, plus a free copy of the game for those kids.
Well, thank goodness.
You should get that anyway. For what were insane sales. Based on the amount they sold last year, this is still offensively cheap. $1,500, that's it? That's all you got for these kids for being in this game?
They're getting paid
that.
They're getting paid for their likeness. The player doesn't actually have to go like run on a treadmill to get to make it in the game. They literally sign a sheet of paper. You can use my name. Here's my likeness. If I'm Arch Manning, then I can get paid more because I signed a special deal. Otherwise, third string quarterback at Appalachian State getting $1,500 just to have his name in a video game, I think is more than fair.
All right, so I went ahead and I did some math for you.
You counted up the number of players in college football?
So there are 136 teams in FBS this year. Let's say roughly there's 80 players on each team, which roster sizes, there's even more than that, but I said 80. That's 10,880 players. You multiply that by 1,500, that's $16,320,000 they're divvying out to the players individually. So I don't know what, again, the full figure is in terms of how much they actually make off the game, but I'd say that's a decent percentage.
What was the total number you said?
Of players?
Yeah. No, how much did the players earn in total at $600 or $1,500 a piece?
Oh, at $1,500? Yeah. $16,320,000.
They did. Okay, before you're like, that seems like a really healthy number. EA Sports College Football 25 last year did $500 million in sales in the first
sales are not revenue.
Week.
Sales is not profit. I'm sorry.
Week.
Sales is not
year.
Profit.
Though. But let's just call it half.
What Maybe. Number I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
They did $500 million in the first week in sales, Drew.
Yeah.
$16 million. I don't think that's not cutting it.
Spoiler, it wasn't going to be 50-50. You know what I mean? Like, I hear you. I'm glad they're getting a bump. But I also think, I'll use the example again, the third string player at any school, Appalachian State, I'll use again, for just having his name in the video game, getting $1,500 as a college kid is not a raw deal.
And again,
I'm the star player, that's why they've negotiated separate deals with Manning and these other guys. I get it. If I'm the face of college football this coming season, I get why I would want more. But there's also a bunch of dudes that are just lucky. They're like, it's amazing that their name's in a video game. $1,500. They're not going to even play for their team that year. Miscarriage of justice or
it's
something.
$1,500 for their name, their number, and the city that they grew up in. That's it. You literally have to submit that. There's
I know,
nothing
but like, they can't make the money on the game unless I exist.
I think
there's added value and way added value in doing it. I think part of the reason they decided to bring it back is because name, image, and likeness. Part of the reason they stopped making the game is because they couldn't.
Correct.
You know? So they need the players in order to make it.
The players on the game make it way, way better. I'm just saying that, like, I don't think it's like, oh my gosh, they're just screwing over every single player in college football by only giving them $1,500 to just have their name in a video game with no other work allowed. You know, I do think the star players should be negotiating a better deal, but of course EA is getting 80% of the profits. That's just, unfortunately, that's just how this stuff works. Like, EA Sports is operating a business. You work for a company, unless you own it. Spoiler, they don't pay you exactly what they have for the profit. Like, spoiler, you and I are not getting, you know, 50-50 profits from a company we work at.
Players,
that's just not how it works.
Yeah, but it's a different job, which we've talked about before. Being a college athlete,
but the college athlete's not working in the video game. Like I'm saying, like, they're literally just using their likeness and they're getting compensated for their likeness. They're not like working and developing the video game with them and not getting paid.
No, and I'm not saying like, but it might be like, I would like that to know that it's 50-50 between every other employee or every other person in there.
I mean, in
not
a perfect
just the
world,
college.
Sure.
I don't think they get 50-50. No,
but a perfect world, of course. Right, but you know, I mean, come on, you know that though. Like, yes,
they should collectively bargain more than anything.
Well, sure, that's a whole different conversation. Yes, but like if we were talking about like the EA Sports employees, like the director of the video game and the assistant not making the same amount of money. I mean, that's just, I call that life.
No, I'm just saying, but there's less of them on top versus the grunt workers that exist outside
sure,
of it.
I mean, yeah,
I just don't think you're getting a raw deal.
Yeah.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.